Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so excited to be here. I love summertime, and it's just great right now. Weather's good. Can't complain.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. You know, it's gotten really hot really fast. I complained about the rain. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because now look. No, I actually like this heat. I think it's great.
I don't mind it.
It's good. I like all that. You know me. I'm always happy for the change of season, right? Too. So I'll be tired of summer at the end of summer and ready for fall. So, but hey, 4th of July is coming up.
Oh, man.
We got the SUPA event out at the fairgrounds, and that's going to be a blast. But your pets. I wanted to remind everyone to make sure that you're conscious of your pets for the 4th of July. The noise and all the excitement of the 4th of July sometimes scares the pets and they run away. And we want to make sure that you're conscious of that. The animal shelter fills up on the 5th of July. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have many friends that their dogs have a way of getting out of their yards. And there's not one single day of the year that they'll do it except for the 4th of July. They just want to get out. They don't know how to handle all the noise. They don't know. It scares them to death.
It does.
Just run.
So, you know, there's a few things you can do. You can, of course, if you have a kennel, you can put them in the kennel. I feel bad, so I want them to be with me, but you can bring them in the house. You can also give your dogs Benadryl, I've been told, and that'll kind of settle them down a little bit, kind of calm them a little bit.
It knocks me out.
So, yeah.
Can imagine what it would do to my dog.
I'm probably not going to do that for mine. I'm just going to bring old Toby in and let him sit and watch TV with me. But, yeah, just keep an eye on your dogs. Make sure you know that it's a terrifying time for them. And, you know, keep an eye out for the traffic across Fairgrounds Road. After that event's over, there'll be a steady stream of cars going both ways. We have had years where kids rode bikes up to the fairgrounds to watch the fireworks, and so just keep an eye out. If you're coming home from there, watch for pedestrians, watch for bike traffic, all that stuff, because not everyone's going to drive a car up there. There'll be people walking and riding. So
right, and I've even seen people riding their four-wheelers at their side-by-sides over there too, so you definitely have to be cautious. Be aware, watch for people, and people even walk.
Yeah.
They'll park down by the hospital and walk up. So you've got to be careful.
Yeah, you have to be careful. And then, of course, there'll be the Schofield event after that. Pleasant Valley Days is coming, and that's another good time. But again, lots of foot traffic up there, lots of ATVs. I want to remind everyone that's going out camping this summer, ATV safety. We haven't talked about that much. ATV, UTV safety. If you're in your UTV, wear your seatbelt. It's made for you to stay inside it. If you're on your ATV, wear your helmet. Make sure you're not overloading the machine with too many people. Don't try to do more than what the machine's capable of, and try to stay at riding 80% of your ability or less all the time.
Right, exactly. And, you know, next weekend is a big weekend for people to be partaking in the spirits. You don't want to be driving, even if it's a side-by-side or a four-wheeler.
Exactly.
It's still a motorized vehicle.
It's a motorized vehicle. It still falls under the DUI laws. You can still be arrested for DUI for that, and it's just not a good idea. It doesn't mix well. Alcohol and motor vehicles never mix well. The Derby's coming up August 10th. We have 16 cars signed up as of last I checked for the Derby. They have until the end of June, which is coming fast, the end of this week basically, to sign up and get half off on your registration for a car. So you go down to Tire King, you talk to Elsie, she signs you up, she'll give you a copy of the rules, let you know what category your car fits in. There's five categories with the minis, minivans, mini trucks, the 80s and newer, the misfits, and the screaming demons, the loud big trucks.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time too.
It's going to be fun. I'm so excited about the Derby. Good things there, and that money all goes to search and rescue, which is a great cause. It's just a good lineup of events coming for the summer, with each city having their own little festival at one point or another. It's going to be a good time.
It definitely is. So make sure to stay updated on community events. Take your whole family. Go do something fun. You don't need to sit home on the weekends.
You don't. And, you know, I'm getting the speeder complaints still. 3000 South out there by O'Brien Lane, it's called, off of Highway 10. Getting speeder complaints there. We're going to be working that area. Of course, Westwood, we want to keep that under control. It's getting better, but we want to keep it under control. Same with Prazen Lane, Schofield. Schofield, we get complaints that at the change of shifts, the coal miners are speeding on their way to and from work, and the coal trucks are speeding through there. So if you're a coal miner or a coal truck driver up in Schofield, be conscious of the locals that live there, and keep an eye on your speed in town at Schofield.
Right, for sure. Well, always be safe. And, you know, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in and always giving us these updates, because sometimes we just need to be reminded.
You know, and it helps us out a ton. And we don't want to go out and write people tickets. We would rather handle things this way and say, look, slow down. We're getting complaints, because we all have kids or have had kids or know somebody that has kids. And you know, mainly that's the cause. They'll say, my kids are playing in the street. I want people to slow down. And, you know, certain vehicles are noticed often speeding in areas. Kenilworth's another area. We might as well talk about that. There's speeders up there. We want people to slow down. I know that Kenilworth's off the beaten path a little ways, but it's still patrolled and there's people live there. There's kids playing there. We want to make sure people are being conscious of that. The kids aren't watching for you. You must watch for them.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to come. You can find additional information on this Castle Country Focus by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.